I do this for my culture, 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 culture.
Peace and welcome back to For the Culture here on WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. Thank you so much for checking in and riding with us, folks. This is our extended broadcast of For the Culture tonight because we are working our way up to the end of the closing of the polls for the Maryland congressional election. That's been happening all day today. You have a little bit less than an hour to get to the polls if you haven't had an opportunity to go out to vote yet for the next congressperson. 32 candidates are on the ballots, folks. 32 candidates. And they have various experiences in terms of leadership, a lot of different causes that they stand for. But only one is going to emerge as the next congressperson, that is going to fill the vacated seat left by the late Elijah Cummings. And so we have been giving you updates throughout this broadcast of For the Culture this evening, and we'll continue to give you updates. But then at the 8 o'clock hour, we want you to stay tuned because we will have our post-election analysis and wrap-up discussion with yours truly, Dr. K, my colleague and sister, and Mr. Julius White, to give us some insight as to what we can expect, not just from those who cast their ballots. Let's talk about the candidates. Let's talk about the issues. Let's talk about the future of the 7th Congressional District. And we'll be doing that conversation at 8 o'clock this evening for a special post-election wrap-up from 8 to 9. So if you haven't had a chance to go out into the streets yet to cast your ballot for the next congressperson, then now is the time to do so. And we want you to stay tuned for the conversation. Now, as of right now, folks, I got to bring you some breaking news or some word that we got just a few hours ago. And this is about Baltimore, one of Baltimore's own. If you remember, Dr. K talked about this a little bit on her show just the other day. She talked about Tank Davis, Gervonta Tank Davis, the Baltimore boxer. He has now been charged with battery after a viral video shows him having a physical cult altercation with his ex-girlfriend. Now, he has gone on record to say through Instagram that he would never harm or hurt his mother's child. That was his mother's child in the video. The videos of him grabbing and getting very physical and aggressive with the woman in the video. It looks like it was prior to an event that was that happened in Miami during the weekend for the Super Bowl. But he has been arrested, and according to the Coral Gables Police Department down there in Florida, he was arrested on February the 4th, which is earlier today, the date of the incident being February the 1st. The offense was simple battery domestic violence. simple battery, domestic violence. According to the Coral Gables Police Department, they said, quote, as a result of an ongoing investigation after being notified through social media and the victim on February 1st, 2020, the subject was observed battering his former girlfriend, whom he have a child together, and that the that Tank surrendered himself to the Coral Gables police detectives assigned to the case, and he did a self-surrender in this situation. So I just want us to get our thoughts about that, because that was that's pretty big. Let me just say at the outset of the conversation, of course, we want to be respectful of all parties and, more importantly, of the woman in this case, the victim in this case. But, of course, putting your hands on a man putting his hands on any woman is totally, totally unacceptable. Unacceptable. But Tank did admit to being aggressive, but he denied hitting the woman after the case. So he did admit to being aggressive, but denied hitting the woman. 410-319-8888. And this is really sad. It's really sad just because of the fact that, you know, Tank is seen as a hometown hero, as a champion of the city. And it just speaks volumes about this larger issue of domestic violence, folks, that doesn't matter who you are, what your socioeconomic background may be. The fact is that, you know, if you, you know, anybody can be a perpetrator of the violence, and certainly anybody can be a victim of the violence. Now, this is not the first time that Tank has been in any type of physical altercation. He has been in, you know, a couple of other incidents over the past couple of years. And so this is not the first time he's put his hands on anybody. And folks are talking about this. Folks are talking about this, about, you know, what is going to be the future of the Baltimore boxer. Where is that going to place him? I know that there was some discussion around those who was hosting that event where Tank and the mother of his child was. That they were very concerned. They were not happy about the situation. And so they were, you know, I can only imagine that they're talking about either a loss of money or just the fact that their event got this type of publicity. But it's a very hard thing. I think that we need to still have some very, very uncomfortable and very, very real conversations about this. I mean, when you have, you know, it's one thing to hear about these things, you know, like in secrecy, but when you see it done in public, it takes the conversation to a whole new space. You know, it's a whole another level, as they say. And I have seen incidents where men have gotten physical with women. And it's certainly not anything to laugh at, to make jokes about it. And to see some of the social media posts around this issue has been disheartening, to say the least, because I think that we have gotten to this space on some level where it's just like acceptable. It is what it is type of mentality versus looking at it to be a real aberration of one's character. Looking at it to say that it's something inherently wrong, not with the victim, but with the perpetrator. We've gotten into a space where we oftentimes victim blame. We've gotten into a space around this discussion where, you know, we try to justify that as being the best way to handle a situation. And none of it makes sense. Except the fact that a person decides that they wanted to take violence and decided to use the action of violence to address something. And so we can't get around that. We can't get around it. If you saw the video, you would see how embarrassing it is for that woman to be grabbed up and removed and to, like, walked away like she was a child, man. So it's not a pretty scene. So we want to really have, I hope and pray that, you know, that she gained some level of recovery from this. And I really want Tank to learn from this. You know what I'm saying? Is he the worst human being? No, I don't think he's the worst human being. But I certainly don't condone it. I certainly can't ride with it. Because I would never want my child, my son, to be that type of man that you feel like you got to physically put your hands on a woman. I don't want my daughter to be a part of any toxic relationship. That is a toxic situation. We got to call it for what it is, and then we got to handle it and deal with it. That's a toxic situation, folks. We can't just, you know, sugarcoat that. And so I think it's important that we keep that in mind, that it is a toxic situation. Let me go to Luke. Luke, you got some things to say about this, brother?
Yeah, but here's the thing, man. No matter where you go in this world, the women are always right for the most part when it comes to domestic violence and what they did for a part in the dispute that occurred prior to the actual altercation itself. I have been witness to several incidents where women have antagonized a man in his face, telling him that they're going to take their kids from him, telling him that she's been running around with his friends, just keeps antagonizing. And then the minute that he loses his temper and pushes her, she falls, whatever happens, then he's automatically wrong. And there has to be some accountability for the opposite sex.
No, you're right. That's why I said that's toxic, too, because abuse and violence can come in many shapes and forms, Luke.
As a father, the worst thing that anybody can tell me is I'm taking your child from you. What are you going to do about it? I'm the woman. The state sides with me. You're going to be paying me child support. And
right.
I have seen verbal abuse by women just as much as I've seen physical abuse by men on women.
No, I agree. I think, and I think that that is why we need to have a much more balanced conversation when it comes to this. This could be a moment where we at least, and I mean, you know, you're dealing with a boxer. So you're dealing with somebody that's already good with his hands. You know what I mean? And in some cases, his hands are like lethal weapons, right? Just as much as you registered his gun, you probably got to register his hands as well. So, you know, but it doesn't justify the action.
Oh,
it doesn't justify the action. And now here's the thing. Most of the times, and I'm not trying to even sound sexist or misogynistic, but the weapon of the woman is her mouth.
Right.
I mean, I'm not saying that. I'm just being real. Like, she knows what will get under your skin. But you have to have the clarity of mind to not take it into a situation where you're going to get dragged into a situation like this.
One more thing. How many times have you been in a place where a woman has hit men knowing that the men ain't gonna hit them back?
I've been in there a couple of times.
Yeah, and it ended up escalating to much serious situations.
No, you know what the men did in those cases? You know what the men did? And I commend them for it. They walked away.
Yeah, 100%.
And I commend them for it. Because, again, we're going back to it. Yes, some men can really beat up on a man. I mean, women can really beat up on a man. There are cases like that. But the fact is, again, the toxic nature of those types of relationships. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, you know, and you're right. We got to say both sides. But there is still an increasing number of men that are hitting on women more so than men. Are women abusing men? There's a much greater number. And
right.
And we can't lose sight of that. And that's the only thing I'm saying. We don't want to lose sight of that. I think that women do play a role and have to understand the power dynamics of it, because a lot of it is still rooted in power. But at the same time, there needs to be clarity of thought. And in a moment of passion and a moment of rage, especially for a boxer, especially because they are highly disciplined athletes.
Right.
So I'm disappointed. I am disappointed because in a moment he could have, you know, if I don't know if you saw the video.
Nah, man, I haven't seen that. But, you know, you see one, you see him all, I see Ray Rice. You know, you kind of see
right.
a professional athlete.
Right. You are disciplined. You should be. And I'm not trying to put them at a certain, like, above the pedestal. But in some cases, I mean, when you're boxing, you're playing sports, discipline is the key thing that the coach always teach you about. Discipline.
Right.
How to hold it all in and to try to take that energy and redirect it into a much more productive place.
Well, I want to thank you for having a productive conversation with me online, taking the time to hear every angle that we can explore. And one more thing.
Sure.
How many coalitions for men do you see that men can turn to for legal advice or
yeah,
for
true.
Things like this when they have been victims of domestic violence on any level?
That's
whether
true.
It's physical, verbal, or any kind of abuse. You don't see that. But there's a ton of resources for women. All you got to do is go down to the local district court in any area you live in the state, and you can get resources if you're a woman. Those resources aren't readily available if you're a man.
All right. Hey, Luke, thank you so much for checking in. 410-319-8888. We're talking about the situation with Tank. I'm like I said, and I hear what Luke has to say, but we know that there's a disproportionate amount of incidents coming from women. I mean, abuse of women. And so, you know, I know that Tank is very highly revered here in the great city of Baltimore. But we do have to teach men how to respect women. Let me talk to the CEO of the Greater Baltimore Urban League, who's checking in tonight to share her thoughts on the situation. Miss Tiffany Majors is on the line. Tiffany, what's your take on this?
Hello, how are you, Faraj?
I'm fine, Tiffany. I'm fine. I'm trying to you know, make sense of the situation. I guess I don't know if it can be made sense of, because the nature of the video itself was just very disturbing and disheartening, to say the least. But what's your take on it?
This conversation actually came up in the staff meeting yesterday.
Okay.
And we have supported the boxer. As you said, his hands are a lethal weapon. But what disturbs me most, being a survivor of domestic violence, in my college years, going into my young years in marriage, and having women consistently say all over the place, "You don't know what precipitated this, but that's his baby's mom. She can't be doing this. He didn't hit her." It just, it rips my heart at the conversations that these young women have to validate anyone putting their hands on you. If we choose to have a child together, that does not give you a right to monitor my anything I do. That doesn't give you the authority to ever put your hands on me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what the antagonizing, you know, that's another thing. She wouldn't shut up. She kept going on. She, listen, like you said, discipline in every sport, in every aspect of life, you need to use your discipline. And for these young women to continue to scream out, "Mind your business. You don't know what happened." It kills me that the lack of respect for themselves, the lack of insecurity that our young women have, the lack of independence that they have, that they also justify these type of behaviors. There is nothing acceptable about this deplorable garbage that occurred. That's gutter behavior. It is disrespectful. He disrespected himself to even do that. He's running around. Well, I'm not going to go there. However, just the action was just so deplorable. But what hurts me more is the justification from women in regards to what he did to back him. This is Baltimore. That always happens. He just yoked her up. He didn't hit her. Like, who raised you? Where did this come from? And why is this so acceptable? You almost had me hit a squirrel a second ago because it has killed me since I watched that video. I've been there yoked up in public, yoked up because of the attention that others would give you. But it's not cute. It's not acceptable.
Hey, you know, and I appreciate you calling in, Tiffany, and considering the fact that according to the Coral Gables Police Department, you know, the victim has come forward. What does that say to you as being a survivor of domestic violence? What does that say to you about, you know, where her head is at? And considering the fact that Tank said, look, I would never hit her. But he denied actually hitting her, but he did admit to being aggressive. What does that say to you about the dynamics of this relationship? Is this something that can be, quote unquote, healed? Or is this a toxic situation that's going to get into a much bigger explosion if these two people come back together?
It's definitely toxic at that young age. That aggression in the manner in which it happened. I don't know if she was, who knows what actually happened with the other people that was there, but it seemed as if there was another gentleman with her that clearly got out of the way quickly. And again, two other men followed him, which is another issue that I have, is that men don't step up. His hands are weapons. It is justifiably a gun or a knife. His hands are not our hands.
Mm-hmm.
So for the men to continue to follow them out, you know, instead of intervening right there, he had to say something because it was all over the world immediately when he did it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not so positive that she came forward on her own. I'm not so sure that she was not encouraged by possibly family members for her to do that. Many women are bought these days. So you can be bought to close your mouth and keep it moving. I don't know if this is the first. I don't know if it's the last. I think, you know, since it's been brought to light, it's hurtful. Another thing I will say, though, is that although he did this, it will be blown up because he's a black man, a young black man coming from the Baltimore community.
Right.
So I'm going to tell you this. It's happened with the WWE fighters, all of them. They beat their wives all of the time, but we don't discredit them, and we don't eliminate them from their livelihood. So these black men, Ray Rice, again, wrong. But this man literally has no life now, something that he's worked his whole life for, because he did make a poor choice. Black men don't always get a second chance.
Right.
Mike Vick, he came back, gave him a chance. However, he's still getting, you know, slaughtered for the dog. Yes, they were wrong. However, I see white people with 77 cats, and there's no way in the world that they're living in a manner that is conducive to anybody's life, but they don't go to jail for that. They don't get their career taken for that. So they're definitely going to murder this man for that incident that he did in public.
And final question, Tiffany, in terms of resources, very quickly, you know, Luke said that there are more resources for women than there are for men in a situation. What resources are available for women and for men, especially considering the work that the Urban League is doing?
I will be very honest, and I agree with him. There are some women that they want you to hit them so that they can get what they want. They're angry and bitter, and that's their way of you know, getting equal or getting over. And he's right. There are no coalitions for men because in our society, men don't cry and men don't speak about these things. They just suck it up and deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, the Urban League currently, we don't have any programs to support men or women in regards to domestic violence or support. You know, that is something that we have not, I don't believe we've ever provided support on. We support in many other areas, but we do not have any programs currently that support.
Yeah.
We actually do have a social worker that provides social work services in our program, but specifically for domestic violence, you know, that hasn't occurred. And people don't always seek out those situations. When I was young in my situation, very honestly, I beat the hell back out of him because that's just
I've heard those stories. Yeah, definitely heard those stories. Well, you know what, Tiffany, I appreciate you for coming on as a survivor of domestic violence. I'm glad that you were able to share your voice in on the conversation and provide some insight from what you have experienced. Tiffany Majors, the CEO of the Greater Baltimore Urban League. Folks, I got to take another pause. When we come back, I got Tony and I got Gino from Baltimore. Continue to give me your thoughts. Share your thoughts on my Facebook page at Faraji Muhammad. Also, make sure you hit me up at 410-319-8888 as we're talking about the latest developments in the Tank story, as he has been arrested due to self-surrender. He has surrendered himself to the Coral Gables Police Department as a result of a battery incident in Miami over the Super Bowl weekend. Video has emerged. It has gone viral. And now we're talking about the issue and the longstanding issue of domestic violence in our community. Look, we're going to take our pause. When we come back, more of what you got to say. Stay riding with me. It's For the Culture here on WEAA. Peace and welcome back to For the Culture right here on WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. Thank you so much for checking in and riding with me, folks. We are having this extended broadcast of For the Culture tonight because we are working our ways up to the final few minutes of the polls being open for tonight's congressional election. You have about about 23 minutes or so, 22 minutes. The polls will be closing at 8 o'clock p.m. And if you haven't had a chance to to place your ballot, now is the time to do it. Based on our updates from our news guy, Mr. Julius White, he has been saying that pretty much there aren't a lot of long lines. There aren't a lot of long lines, folks, that there's still opportunity for you to cast your ballot for those who live in the 7th Congressional District here in the state of Maryland. So that encompasses a half of Baltimore City, some parts of Baltimore County, and even Howard County. Now, in a few minutes, we're going to have our special post-election wrap-up with yours truly, Dr. K and Julius White, as we talk about everything from the votes that were cast to the issues, to the candidates, and of course, we're going to want you to be a part of that conversation. But let's go back to the line. We have one thought coming from Gino of Baltimore as he wants to talk to us about this Tank situation, the latest being that Tank has decided to surrender himself today to the Coral Gables Police Department as a result of a simple battery incident, a domestic violence incident that took place over Super Bowl weekend in Miami, where Tank was on a video and can be seen aggressively handling his ex-girlfriend, the mother of his child, on camera. Gino, what's your take on this, sir? Thank you for checking in.
Hey, how y'all doing?
I'm good.
I'm just very concerned about this young man and the people that are around him. He's obviously a bellwether in our city and somebody that these kids are looking up to. And I don't know if you guys, I haven't been listening to the whole show, but I don't know if anyone has mentioned the charges that were brought against him from an incident that occurred in the Upton Gym. that were eventually dismissed. But there seems to be some kind of course of conduct that he's developing. And I really think there needs to be, you know, some folks that are around him that are looking out for him and making sure that he is making, you know, the best choices he possibly can. I feel for him. I wish all the best for him because of his talent and what he means to this city. But he really needs to take a hard look at the people that he has around him. Those people that are around him also need to take a hard look at themselves and say, you know, what are we doing to make sure that this person who is so influential and so positive for our city and especially for our kids that are looking up to him, that we're not going to allow this to happen a third or fourth time where he's, you know, showing anger out in public.
Yeah.
That clearly is just unacceptable.
It's unacceptable. Gino, do you want him to get help?
I'm not a psychiatrist. Or
no, I understand that. I'm just asking.
I don't know what the situation is with him. I want him to have people around him that are going to truly, you know, take care of him and are going to make sure that any issue like this is completely nixed. Our city deserves to have, you know, figures, positive, famous figures, especially black people, who are going to represent for our people in the most positive light. And Tank is one of those people, you know, and unfortunately he has had another slip up. Luckily for him, the last case was thrown out. You know, the word on the street was that it was a family member. And it was a male in that instance. So, you know, now there's been this instance where it's dealing with a young lady, which is even more reprehensible, despite the fact that there were no blows thrown. You know, where are the people around him that are telling him, don't post anything on social media after this? You know, he made a statement, and I think he felt he needed to make it. But at the end of the day, that statement isn't helping him. That statement is only hurting him in my eyes. There needs to be people around him saying, look, okay, now this has happened, so we're not going to do X, Y, and Z. And going forward, we're going to do A, B, and C because you cannot be in these situations.
Right, right, right. You're absolutely right. Hey, Gino, I think that I would have to agree with you. This puts the city in a very difficult position. And those of us who have supported Tank over the years, you know, this is disappointing for us, right? You know what I mean? We have we want to see any person that's coming from the challenges of our city and rises up to the level that Tank has been able to rise to. We want to see them win. You know what I mean? And more importantly, not just win, but went and inspire, like you mentioned, inspire the next generation of boxers to be able to overcome the odds and to be able to stay vigilant on a goal. And so I hope that this is going to have some conversations. I think I can say this with certainty, and I don't know if you know Coach Calvin Ford, who is the coach of Tank Davis. But I can say with certainty, this is a solid man.
Yeah.
He's a solid man. Like, when I say solid, I mean he is rooted in who he is. He's rooted in the community. He's rooted in a belief system where this is not acceptable.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
And he's obviously got to be a strong man to have built Tank up to be
right. The
man that he is.
Right, right. So I don't put this on, you know, I don't put this on Coach Calvin Ford. This comes down to Tank. You know what I'm saying? This comes down to Gervonta Tank Davis making a decision, making a choice. And it's reminiscent, and you know, Coach Calvin Ford often talks about Tank being like his son. And it's oftentimes the same conversation that we would have with our children, right? Like, any good, decent parent would try to make sure that their child is living by the best principles of life, of respecting people, of loving people, these very fundamental principles that really show our humanity, right?
Yeah.
And but we also know if you have a child, niece, nephew, grandchild, grandson or granddaughter, you also have in the front of your mind, not in the back of your mind, that your child may do some things that you did not teach that child to do, that you actually taught that child not to do, and they may still do those things.
Absolutely.
So, you know what I'm saying? So we can't get into a blame game like it's the parents' fault. This is not, I'm going to say this. I don't think this is Coach Calvin Ford's fault at all. I think this is just bad decision-making, and it may cost Tank something. We don't know what it may cost them. But this is bad decision. But Coach Calvin Ford cannot be with Tank 24 hours a day.
Absolutely. But at the end of the day, I'm not passing blame. At the end of the day, the old adage is so true. You got to know thyself. And
right.
If Tank knows himself, he knows that he needs to do more to protect his brand based on these incidents that have occurred. He knows he's going to have to get more trustworthy people around him if he knows himself and knows that, you know, he may get angry. He may have, the proclivity to be angry. And if he wants to protect himself and be a grown person, you know, all grown people have to ultimately take care of themselves. He will put the safeguards in place to make sure that he is protecting himself and respecting other people.
Right. Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. It does come down to the knowledge of self. If you don't have knowledge of yourself and know your strengths and your weaknesses mentally and physically, emotionally and spiritually, then guess what's going to happen? You are going to be inclined to make the worst decisions, and it's going to cost you a lot. It's going to cost you consequences. It's going to cost you, you know, you making a certain making certain progress. It's going to cost you. But that's, you know, and sometimes those lessons are necessary to get us on the right track. And Gino, I appreciate you, man. I thank you so much for indulging the conversation with us as we talk about this. I'm like I said, I'm disappointed, but I'm not going to condone. And I think that it's important that we use this, and I hope Tank really understands the severity of this situation. And I think he does, which is why he probably turned himself in to the police. But this cannot be, like, brushed over. Trauma and toxic behavior cannot be brushed over in this day and time, folks, in Baltimore. As much as we want to see greatness and excellence from any one of us in this city, we cannot brush over trauma and toxic behavior. We can't do it. We cannot do it. As a matter of fact, if we're going to survive as a city and certainly as a community, we have to recognize that the trauma and toxic behavior exists. And we have to recognize it, and then we can fully address it. We can fully address it. So that's the latest with Tank, folks. And, of course, we will keep you posted and up to date on any other developments with his case. The other thing that we saw at the Super Bowl was the fact that, there were a couple of big things. I don't know if you heard that or saw that Beyonce and Jay-Z remained seated during the Super Bowl national anthem. Did you hear about that one? Yeah. Yeah, they remained seated during the national anthem. And Colin Kaepernick and his girlfriend Nessa Diab also shared a message questioning why Jay-Z and Beyonce sat during the national anthem. They questioned it. I mean, I guess this is like, they were trying to figure out, what were you doing? Now, you got to remember, I think Colin Kaepernick feels some type of way about it, because Jay-Z was able to take his dislike for the way the NFL treated Colin, and then was able to come into the system And then from Jay-Z's point of view, it's like, you know, I'm trying to reform the system from the inside. But Colin still has a chip on his shoulder, and I understand. But Colin, who I don't think will ever get back into the NFL, I think those hopes and dreams are just gone. You can debate me all night, but that's gone. But now they're questioning it, you know. But here's the thing, folks. Colin Kaepernick, and why? Why are you? You know, instead of creating the energy, or generating the energy where you want to make somebody look foolish, why don't you just use that same energy that you've been using, brother, and just either help, or just to totally not even talk about the issue, because your stand has already been made. Your point has been made. Your stand has been taken. So at this point, you want to drive home a point, and I'm starting to feel a certain type of way about it. I don't know if this is. If anybody else felt this way about it, but it's like, okay. So if Jay-Z and Beyonce don't stand for the national anthem, but they still, you know, Jay-Z is working in partnership with the NFL. What does that mean? What are you trying to allude to? Are you saying that he is kind of going against himself, like he's doing something wrong? I don't get it. I personally don't get it. But I think that we should at least, you know, recognize the fact that even though Jay-Z might be still, that he decided to join partnership with the NFL and he decided to do those things, that there is still presence of mind that he's not fully engaged in the activity. I mean, you don't. He still may not even agree with it. But I don't think that we should continue to criticize the man for trying to help. That's his way of helping, so be it. Let me take a call or two before we wrap up here on this last hour of For the Culture and go into our special conversation about the congressional election. We got Drake on the line. Drake, what's your take on this? Colin Kaepernick kind of questioning Jay-Z and Beyonce's motives for not standing for the national anthem at the Super Bowl.
Well, Faraji, I like your show a lot. And I think that this is a low point of your shows. Who cares what Beyonce, who cares what Colin Kaepernick, who are multimillionaires, who cares what they think? I think that you and your program need to stick to vital points and what's happening in our community. They're not affecting us in any manner in Baltimore. So I think that we need to, and I like your show. This is a low point. You're very informative. But all of that celebrity sensationalism, what is that doing for us in Baltimore who have what murders at this time and failing schools and whatever? So you're doing yourself a disservice, man. Don't get caught up into that, man. Disappointed in you right now.
You're disappointed in me. That's not a problem. And it's, trust me, you're not the only person. You're not the first person to tell me that. Here's why we decided to take this discussion. Is because this is an ongoing. Wait a minute, hold on, Drake. This is an ongoing conversation that I think we've been having, not necessarily about celebrities as much as it is about the principles behind it. And I think that, you know, we could talk about the murders, and the reason we decided to talk about certain things is because, you know what? There's a portion of the audience, the listening audience, that don't always want to talk about the murders. They don't. They want to hear about other things that are happening. Nobody wants to tune into a show where they talk about the constant disparities of the great city of Baltimore each and every day, and then not take the conversation to a new space. Because people are talking about these things. You may not be interested in Drake, and that's respectable, that's fine. But at the end of the day, you're not the only one listening to the show. And so we have to talk about some things that other people are saying, hey, did you notice that this was happening or that was happening? So I think it's important that we try to do our best to make sure that not just talking about foolishness, but the Colin Kaepernick, the whole ongoing conversation around the national anthem has been an ongoing conversation for our community for the past year and a half. And so this is a continuation of that discussion. But I appreciate you, Drake, and I certainly don't shy away from the fact that you have decided to express how disappointed you are with us in talking about this issue. We got three other callers, though. All right, kid, let's talk. What's your take on this situation?
What's up, Farad?
Hey, what's up, Kim?
Oh, my God, man. I'm sorry. I have to agree with the previous caller. Seriously, who cares? We have so many more issues that we have to deal with. And, yeah, I know they're famous and all that, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry. I side with Kaepernick because as famous as Jay-Z and Beyonce are, why haven't they reached out to him and say, you know what, this is the plan that I'm going to do to make sure that you get reinstated. Reach out to the brother instead of using him as a cloak to get your foot into the door to be a billionaire in the box seat. That's all it was.
Okay.
I don't see any other reason for you not to reach out to him and bring him in and say, look, this is what's going to go down. This is how it's going to happen. I mean, if you have a plan and you want to be taken from my idea and stealing from my ideas, which is their nature,
yeah.
I mean, at least let me know so I can say, okay, well, I already know that X, Y, and Z is going on. He just left him out the loop. Colin Kaepernick put himself on the line, just like Dr. King put himself on the line, just like Malcolm X put themselves on the line. If you really are going to make a stand, make a stand. But it's all about the mighty dollar, and they want to cover it up by saying, oh, we're not going to stand for the... Who cares? A lot of people don't stand for the freaking Pledge of Allegiance, salute, whatever. A lot of people
A lot of people don't stand and for it.
Yeah.
And you know what? And you know what? We got to have a civil conversation about it because this is a part of our culture. You know what I mean? Like, we can't automatically assume that this is not important. This is important. And there are people that have decided to take a stand on the national anthem, to take a stand against the NFL because of these individuals. So we can't forget about that. Kia, I got to let you go, but I thank you so much for checking in. Leo, thank you so much, sir. What's your take on this, Leo?
Brother Faraji Muhammad, you have a great show, and we love you. And subjectively, we can think all kinds of things, but follow your star. In terms of your intuitiveness, your subjective feelings as to how the show should flow. There will be times when I disagree with you. There'll be times when I agree with you.
Right.
But the reality is that you're the host of the show, and you have producers who help you frame the questions and concerns from all vantage, from all angles. And certainly what you raised about the folks sitting as opposed to standing is something that other people have asked about, have philosophized about, or are curious about.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that you raise a level of curiosity and that evokes from your listeners a response is a continuing way of it's continuing health as I view what you do. And so continue to do what you do. There are folks who will tell you that what you do, you shouldn't be doing. Well, you do your thing. And I will critique you. Others will critique you. But don't let anybody put you down about, well, you shouldn't be talking about this. Talk about anything you want to talk about. Anything that happens in this universe
that
you deem to be relevant to our people, African people and people at large, talk about it and we'll be about it.
There it is. Hey, Leo Barrows, thank you so much, sir. And, of course, we thank you for your continued love and your support. Folks, I got to take a quick pause. When we come back, we are going to – this is the official end of tonight's For the Culture broadcast. So I thank each and every one of you for checking in both online and on air. And, you know, we will continue the conversation about what's happening with the election about the next congressperson. But as I close out tonight's show, as always, never be afraid to challenge what's wrong, stand for what's right while being yourself in the process. I look forward to having more discussions about things that you deem as relevant and important and things that you may not deem as relevant and important. But the guess what? It's all adding to the culture. So stay tuned. We're going to have our very special election coverage, our post-election coverage of the Maryland 7th District Congressional District. We'll be joined by Julius White and my very own best friend, my sister, Dr. K, as well. So stick around for this post-election coverage right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. We'll be right back.